Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.
We have a crowded docket. We have a lot of work to do.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum commenting on drug cases and child protection. Since in office, he's added a full-time drug prosecutor, along with a part-time and full-time attorney to handle child protection cases. As for funding,
the county board has done a good job in terms of giving us an opportunity to meet those obligations, and we added a lawyer this year in part because of all of these demands.
Fossum's office has been seeing an increasing caseload due in part to the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force. Speaking of the task force, the announcement on Friday of the largest methamphetamine bust in the state's history started in Rice County. The task force, which includes Rice County deputies, Faribault and Northfield police, and a Le Sueur deputy, began working a case in January. Following leads, the drug trail led them to a home in Minneapolis where they seized nearly 171 pounds of meth, a sawed-off shotgun, and took four men into custody. Sheriff Dunn commented,
"Had some good information that this might turn out to be a bigger thing. We never imagined that it would come out this big."
In collaboration with Minneapolis and Homeland Security, the Drug Task Force agents had the patience to continue to follow the hierarchy of the drug dealers.
Our targets are to try to find the larger dealers and things like that, but a lot of times you just run into roadblocks and you only get so far, and the agents stayed on this.
That amount of meth has a street value of nearly $8 million. Dunn said their job's not over, though. They'll keep at it. The full press release is on KYMNRadio.net. Northfield Council meets tomorrow night. On the agenda is a preliminary levy. They begin with a 4.9% increase option, all the way up to 9.86%. You can comment online through noon tomorrow on the city's website. I have a link from KYMNRadio.net. The city will also announce the hiring of an interim community development director. City Administrator Mardig has selected Michael Erickson to fill in for Chris Heineman. Erickson comes from Brooklyn Center, where he was the interim. He has 29 years of public service in city government. There will be a meet and greet between 4:45 and 5:15 this afternoon before a joint City Council Charter Commission meeting at the Northfield Police Department. That meeting begins at 5:30 and concerns the ongoing issue of the charter asserting that the mayor report to the full council a status of administration and operations once per term. Council and charter don't agree on the details, including language that the charter has regarding waste by administration and or operations being presented if found. The public is welcome to attend. And Dr. Willie and Dr. Shepley are retiring at the end of this year, two nearly legendary orthopedic surgeons with Northfield Hospital and Clinics for 30 years. CEO Steve Underdahl commented,
"In an era where we're in lots of markets our size, people go to big metropolitan areas to get orthopedic services. We've really had orthopedics as a core competency." And
as they begin to retire, they've been working with three young partners for a few years.
Dr. Munch, who makes his home here in Northfield, Dr. Hans Bengtsson, who's a Northfield boy done well. He actually met Bob Shepley when he was in the eighth grade.
Dr. Eric Stromer is the third partner. Together, Drs. Shepley and Willie have seen about 150,000 patients. News from around the state is next.